Right.
Right.
Did you press 1?
Yes, I did.
Did it tell you to?
Yes. Did you not hear a recording?
I didn't hear it say, please press 1 now.
Right. Well, it did. So, I don't even remember what you were saying.
Oh, no, so just, I mean, but it's fine. I'm staying till Friday, but I might stay on Thursday. I want to go home.
You what?
I might stay on Thursday, but I want to go home.
Okay. It depends, like, what I mean, if you get sick of it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's fine. Gabriel's a cutie, but he really, like, you know, he's at the age where if his mom's in the room, he doesn't want anyone else to be holding him, you know?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He can recognize the fact that she's in the room?
If he hears her voice in another part of the house, he starts to cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he knows that she's there and she's not holding him.
Hmm.
So.
I guess champagne kind of does the same thing. So, yeah, on Thursday, I guess I will be in about, like, the same time as on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, around 7 o'clock, I'll get back.
Well, give me a call here if you want.
Okay, I will when I get back to the apartment. I guess I'll just hang out Thursday night.
I mean, if I go back to my place, I'll call you.
Okay. But then, you know, I gotta go work Friday.
Right, and you're gonna come out here, out to my house.
Probably I'll come out Friday night.
Okay.
If worse comes, you know, maybe Saturday morning, but probably Friday.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see any reason why not.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, maybe something will come up and... You know, then I'll come out Thursday, or Friday, whenever, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, most likely you'll be either at where you are now or at your house. Right?
When?
I mean, you're not coming into campus at all.
No. I mean, when? On Thursday?
Well,
I can't come to campus, silly.
On Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't come to campus because,
Okay, well, I didn't know if you were working.
The dorms are closed.
Yeah, I know. If you were working or doing anything like that.
No.
So, I mean, you got as much of a vacation as anybody else, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. Because, you know, you might have a trauma aid meeting, or you might be working for Dr. Lafferty, or whatever.
No, trauma aid doesn't start up again until the 9th of January.
Oh, okay. Did you get any more of your grades?
I haven't tried.
Oh.
All I know is the one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, I tried, but they weren't. They're not going to... It said there's a recording on Paris. Basically saying that they are not going to be there until like, I don't know, like January something and 6th, they said, or something.
Oh, okay. Maybe
and,
like they did last time and wait until all the grades are in.
But I don't think they wait until all the grades are in. I don't know what the heck they do.
That's what they, I remember saying last time something, that they wouldn't release any grades until like the deadline, until they were, you know, thus they, until they were all in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. However they do it, I don't even remember exactly what day it was, but I had a recording. And then, but the pen in touch, where your transcript is, it has them.
Oh, right.
But my parents don't have the right version of Netscape. They actually have my dad has a better version, like the next version.
Right.
But pen and touch will only take one version.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
it won't
weird.
Take better versions. It'll only take that one.
What happens, like, when you try to access it?
It won't let you.
Huh.
Because you're using an invalid version of Netscape.
Interesting. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's stupid because, I mean, at least it means that it's not written very well, whatever the program is. Because the point is, the program's supposed to keep it from using an old version of Netscape.
Right.
Not
a new one. Huh?
Not a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it's written, it's stupid because then if they write it so that all new versions of Netscape are not be able to use, and every single time a new version of Netscape's released, they have to update their system too. That seems stupid to me, but.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait, I guess, until.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like it's going to change them if I hear them earlier than later, you know?
Right. I got another gift today.
From who?
From my sister.
Oh, what?
She got me a mezuzah.
Nice.
Yeah, because I guess they had, you know, my mom had heard me talking about getting Steve one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I said, well, I never end up getting one, she must have said to Heather, oh, well, maybe Ryan can use a mezuzah. So I went out and got it. And I guess because it was closed over the weekend and yesterday, the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can put one up.
It was closed on Christmas?
I guess so. Or maybe she just didn't go out yesterday to get it.
I just would be funny if a temple was closed.
Well, no, I know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I mean, probably not for, like, the reasons that a lot of other places are closed, so that, like, employees or whatever could be with their families. Maybe they just, I don't know. Maybe the gift shop or something, for some reason, was closed. So, I don't really know. But, yeah, so that'll be nice. They can put outside the apartment.
Yeah.
So, getting late. Everybody getting ready to go to sleep there?
Yeah, the boys are in bed. And
oh, the boys are there?
Yeah, they're here till, I think, Thursday.
When they come over, how long do they usually stay for?
I don't know. They're here till Thursday, and they go to their mom's. I don't understand how their system
their arrangement is.
Yeah, it's like half the week in one place, half the week in another sort of thing. But I really don't understand it, so.
Well, hopefully we'll never have to deal with that.
We won't.
Okay, we won't.
Hopefully. We will not.
Okay.
But anyway, I missed you.
I miss you too. So, did Miriam go back?
Yeah, she went back last night.
Really?
Because she had to work today.
Did she have to work today? I didn't know.
Because
I didn't know if she got off Friday or today, or yeah.
I don't think she got off Friday either.
Really? Because most places, since Christmas fell on a Monday, we're going to give off 2 days, you know. And I'm glad we got Tuesday.
Yeah, it worked out good for you.
Yeah, well, technically I should be going back to work tomorrow, but take an extra day.
Well, you take a vacation day, so.
Yeah, I know. Not a problem.
Hmm?
I mean, I probably should have taken Friday and then maybe just come back over the weekend, but, I mean, this way, well, probably there won't be much going on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be available most of the day. At least I'm kind of hoping, you know, get out of there early and, you know, still put in an 8-hour day.
Right.
So, which I guess is better than taking vacation or overtime or whatever. So we can hang out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're going to do, where we're going to go.
Well, now Miriam wants, because Miriam's coming. Because Aaron, did I tell you this? Aaron.
I didn't really heard, but okay.
She's going to this party in Schwenksville.
Schwenksville, right. Aaron?
But, yeah. It turns out that it was going to be her and Chris Beadle.
Who I don't know.
Who is a friend of Aaron's from high school, but he didn't even go to
Hold
my
on, I got a beep, and I think it's probably for Heather, but I'm going to
okay.
I'll get it right back. Hold on. Okay, hi.
Hi.
All right, let me tell my sister that Virginia has called for her.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. So Miriam.
So anyway, so this party, so I think Miriam didn't realize this apparently, but it's really Aaron's sister is having the party. I mean, Miriam knew that Aaron's sister's friends were going to be there too. I think she thought, though, that
it was Aaron throwing the party?
That it was sort of like a more of a half of half and half. Instead of really, it turns out, I mean, Aaron's sister's a year younger than me.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out that it's her and Chris are going to keep Aaron company.
Oh.
At the party with all Becca's friends.
So she's not going to know anybody there.
Well, or she'll know them, but she won't like them because they're irritating.
Because they're, a year younger than you?
Yeah, but they are irritating. Like, Becca's are really nice, but her friends are such jerks. I mean, I knew them from Mastermind. Miriam doesn't really know them too well, but, you know, they're goofy anyway.
Mm. But so she's still going to go?
Well, here's the thing. So she doesn't really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But so she was trying to convince Aaron. She said to me, like, oh, why don't we all go to Brian's and hang out? So I was like, okay. I mean, okay, Brian.
That's fine. I think
that'd be kind of fun. I mean, Chris
that'd be,
is...
That'd be great if we threw a party.
Yeah. Well, you said you didn't want to throw a party.
No, I said...
You didn't want to throw a party for work.
Huh?
You didn't want to throw a party for
people. Not even that, but I said, like, I wouldn't mind throwing a party, but I just didn't... I was kind of apprehensive because I didn't know if I threw a party, if anybody would show up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just off the top of my head trying to think of who I would know that would be around, you know, or that would want to come in the city on New Year's Eve that wasn't, you know, because if people were already going to be going out to the suburbs somewhere, that, well, then most likely they're not going to want to come all the way back into the city, you know, and I was thinking, well, there'd probably only be a couple of people, which, you know, I mean, that'd be okay, but, like, that's more of a get-together than like, a real party. So,
well, that's what I was thinking, like, a get-together.
Well, you know, a nice get-together, yeah.
Right, make a lot of food and hang out.
Right, but, you know, if we kind of just told people it was... I guess I was also worried that, you know, maybe if there were, like, 3-4 people stopping by, they'd be stopping by at different points, and there'd never be more than, like, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so she was trying to convince... And Aaron said, as long as Chris wants to, then that's fine with him. I mean, Aaron's okay. Chris is a really, really good guy. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting his PhD at Penn State in physics. He's really smart. Yeah. He's really, really smart.
But, I mean, that'd be cool. We just threw a nice party. You know, got a lot of food.
Right. Nothing serious, you know, just fun.
No, I know. But, you know, if everybody wanted to, like, spend the night.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't even know if Steve will be back.
He won't be. I thought he said he was going to New York for New Year's.
Right, I think so. I mean, that was the last plans I heard.
Right. But I think that would be fun. I mean, if Steve's not back, people could really sleep in his bed.
That's what I'm going to say, right. I don't think he would really mind.
I don't think he'd care.
I mean...
I really don't think he'd care. But... No, so... Yeah. I think it'd be fun. So...
Okay.
That's just the idea. But anyway, that's what Miriam... That's what she said. She'd rather do that than go.
Okay. Well, then tell everybody it's fine with me and...
Okay.
And, you know, over the next couple of days, they can take it to somebody else. I mean, Abby can come down there, too.
Yeah, I think Abby's going to a party with her friends.
Oh. She's going to a teenager's party, huh?
She's a little too cool for us.
She's a little too cool for us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
All her applications are going to be ready by Monday to go out the door?
Yeah, Harvard still hasn't sent her the supplement, so she finally called him today. Because a girl called her from Harvard.
What's the supplement?
They accept the common application, but you have to send a supplement.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't send it to her. So the girl
from what does it have on it?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ, how am I supposed to know that? They didn't send it to her. So.
Calm down, man.
So, anyway, the girl called her today for her interview. You know, it's an alumni interview from a person who's in Philadelphia who's, like, getting her PhD at Penn in History and Sociology of Science. And, so Abby said to her, like, she hadn't got it yet. And the girl was like, well, make sure you call them today. So Abby called them, and they said that she should have gotten, that they should have sent it out to her by now, but they didn't.
Mm.
So... They're sending it out, and they said it's okay to have it, it's okay to send just the rest of the common application in and get it in by on time.
Right.
And have the supplement late, that's fine, like, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
So.
Okay, good.
But, yeah.
But what?
But anyway, yeah. So she's, she's doing good.
Okay. I was trying to tell my mom how she was applying. I only remembered 6 of the schools. I don't know why I couldn't remember the 7th.
She's applying to Harvard, Penn, Columbia, NYU, Brandeis.
Oh, that's the one I was missing.
NYU?
Yeah. Brandeis, Chicago, and Michigan. Huh?
Northwestern and Michigan.
No, she told me she wasn't applying to Northwestern.
Oh, she isn't? I never know where the hell she's applying.
Yeah, because I asked her... When she said Chicago, I said, are you not applying to Chicago and Northwestern? She said, no, she's not applying to Northwestern.
Hmm. Well, she decided that Brandeis, NYU, and Penn are her safety schools.
Brandeis, NYU, and Penn, huh? Nice to have a safety school like that.
I'm like, what
the
hell?
What I told people when I was playing, I said that Rice was probably going to be my safety school. Only, I don't even know, looking back, I don't even really know why, but I think as the recruiter was a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the ex-husband of like my 7th grade math teacher. And he's like, believe me, yeah, you'll have no trouble getting in. So I was going to fill out a common to send to them, but I know, you know, since I got into Penn, I never really had to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said to Abby thinks Brandeis is easy to get into. I'm like, why do you think Brandeis of all places? I'm like, it's not. You don't know. I'm like, obviously I know better than you. I told my dad.
I think that Brandeis, I think all three of those are easier than Michigan.
You think Brandeis is easier to get into than Michigan? Or
I mean, oh, I'm saying harder, excuse me.
Harder than Michigan.
That's what I meant to
yeah,
say, harder.
Yeah, maybe she's not applying to Michigan anymore.
No, she told me she was.
I don't know.
Because she made a comment that, because I said, does everything have to be in January 1st? She said, well, I forget who she said has to be in on the
15th. She didn't mention Michigan when she was talking
about
it. But
then she told me that for Michigan,
season.
Had to be in February the 1st.
But when did she tell you that?
When you called last time.
Really?
When, right before Christmas when we were telling her about the...
Oh, because when I was telling her about how
3 days ago.
Brandeis shouldn't be a safety school, she hadn't, I remember, she hadn't
I think
mentioned Michigan. I don't
personally,
know,
I think Brandeis is a little easier to get into than Penn, but I'm not saying it's easy.
No, it's harder to get into than NYU.
Yeah, I think that, I would say of the seven that she's listed, Michigan and or NYU would be the easiest.
Right.
And then Brandeis, and I don't know, between Penn, Columbia, and Chicago, I can't really tell you. They're probably a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't indicated which would be her top, would she? Her top choice?
Well,
I guess it'll depend on where she gets in, but...
Yeah, she says, if I get into Harvard, I'll go to Harvard, because you can't say no to Harvard.
Right, I mean, yeah. Given that she gets in everywhere but Harvard, she doesn't know.
I don't know, yeah.
So, I'll have to go visit and everything. Well, I'm sure it'll work out. She, I guess, can always...
She's seen Chicago.
Has she? And she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She liked it better than Penn from what she's seen.
Well, she doesn't want to go to Penn.
Yeah, I know. But, I guess...
She won't go to Penn.
Well, then again, there's always... She can always go to CCP, right?
No.
Or she could go to Beaver College.
Ooh. You're so silly.
Huh?
You're so silly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying a little bit more CPA stuff.
Mm.
Or I just that chapter that I had started reading about like the individual person taxation. I've been working on that the last couple of days
because
I was like, I gotta figure out how to do my own taxes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, made me start thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I should get a nice little refund this year.
Mm.
Because,
why?
Well, because since I've only been working for 4 months,
mm-hmm.
my taxable income only be probably about $10,000.
Mm.
Or actually, or before any, you know, and then like when I guess the you know the exemption that you get and the standard deduction that I'll probably take, you know, together that's like $6,000.
Mm.
And then I'll be in the 15% tax bracket. So, like, my taxable income should only be about $400 or $500, or the actual tax that I had to pay, and then they have probably withheld much more than that.
Right.
Because I looked at one of my November statements, or paycheck things, and they'd already, by November 15th, they'd already withheld, like, $800. So, and if I'm estimating I'm only going to owe about $400 to $500.
Right. Well, you should put your refund in your savings account.
Yeah. I was also thinking, as, you know... You and I, or you were saying how Rich Aarons had opened an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like the IRA, what it is, you know, you're allowed to contribute $2,000. You can deduct that, tax deductible, if, like, in my, in for my case, like, if my taxable income was lower than I get, I think it's $25,000,
mm-hmm.
then you can deduct the whole thing. If it's, like, over $35,000, then you don't get to deduct anything, and if it's between 25 and 35, you can deduct part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not that I'll probably go up, run out and open an IRA, but...
Well, you have a 401k. Why do you need to open an IRA?
Well, I don't know. It's just,
I mean...
I don't really have $2,000 to put into it anyway right now.
Right, and the thing is,
I was just thinking about it, though.
You're already saving a lot for your retirement.
I know.
You need to be thinking about saving in less long-term ways.
I guess so, because I'll really have more than $2,000 in a retirement plan anyway.
Hmm?
I said, you know, in the course of a year, through the 401k, you know, I'll have put away more than I would be able to contribute to an IRA in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about that kind of stuff. And my moving expenses should be tax deductible,
mm-hmm.
Based on what I've read. So, 'cause I still have the receipt from
mm-hmm.
the truck
mm-hmm.
and the receipt from the movers.
Mm.
One of the only rules, though, because, like, there's three rules. Like, one is that you have to have moved more than 50 miles. Like
mm-hmm.
from your, you know, and it has to be work-related, which I satisfy that.
Right.
There's another thing that says you have to, and of the 12 months following the move, you have to have worked 39 weeks out of that. Well, I will have worked 39 weeks out of the 12 months, but the 12 months have not elapsed as of the time that, you know, that I file.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what to do about that. If I can go ahead and get the deduction.
Go over and talk to the people on tax at Cooper's.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's just one question I'd ask for somebody that might know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, if so, then that's, you know, that'd be nice. You know, that's another $500 to $600 I could deduct. Here I am, like, it's actually, I've been reading about it. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, learning how to, like, do taxes, but very complicated.
You regret not taking tax?
I don't know. I mean, because I have a feeling, though, that the tax class that was offered was I don't even know what kind it was, because it's sort of like tax planning. So it could have been personal taxes. It could have been corporation taxes. I don't know. I mean, there's so many different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a lot of people, you know, said, I remember people who said they had tax in school had said, oh, well, our school offered this, but they didn't offer this, you know, which is on the test.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the tax class at Penn offered. But, you know, it was kind of interesting. So even though I took the test, I only got 72% on it, and I was using my notes to take the test.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, you know, there's a lot of, like, really, like, obscure stuff that wasn't even covered in the material that they, like, asked. So it's not like I was that worried, because some of the rules have expired. Some of them are new. Yeah.
Well, that's why you're going to be signing up for a class.
Well, right. And also, I guess it will, since I'll be taking it, this will be May of 1996,
mm-hmm.
the rules will apply to the 1996 tax code, whereas all the material that I have now is like 1995 tax code or maybe even 94.
Mm-hmm.
The
thing is going to say soon that we only have a minute left.
Huh?
The thing is going to say soon, hang up as soon as possible.
Oh, we have like 5 minutes left.
Oh, do we?
Because according to my watch, it was like 10:39. Mm. And it's now 11:01 or 11:02, so we've been on about 23 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So, as I said, I've been doing that for like the last 2 days, because I go in and like sit and turn on the TV, and there's nothing on TV. Like, I realize, well, it's a good thing I work in the middle of the day, because there's nothing on TV in the middle of the day.
Sorry.
Because I'm not into watching, like, talk shows and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, we went by my Mimi's today, and I gave her your gift.
Oh,
she liked it. Yeah, she definitely liked it. That was very nice.
Good.
So everybody loved their gifts.
I'm glad.
What's wrong? You blowing your nose?
Yeah, sorry.
Mm. Yeah, we went by there and said hi to Mildred, too, because she's going in the hospital tomorrow. I think she's having some tests run. I'm not really sure what's wrong with her, but she said she's having some tests run on her carotid artery. So, I'm not sure how long she's going to be in the hospital, but...
Mildred and your Nana are, like, the kinds of people who just love to talk about what's wrong with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're always telling me. Mildred is like, mostly what she talks about is what she can't eat.
Right. Or what I can't eat. Or
and your Nana talks about her knees.
Yep.
Well,
I
should get the surgery.
She likes to share that with everyone.
What?
She shares that with everyone.
Yep.
We were in the store today, she did. With the woman at the counter.
But it gets to the point where you can't have sympathy because, I mean, I guess because I hear your mom's side of it where she says, I don't know why the heck she won't get the surgery because her cardiac guy says that she can do it, you know? But, you know, oh well.
Yeah.
But so is she staying there until you leave?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went out to her house today just to check on the mail and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so... Because she says she's not going to be back out there until after New Year's. So, what?
Nothing. I think it's good that you'll have Thursday night to yourself.
Yay.
Time
to myself.
Without me there. You'll just be totally alone.
Yeah. We'll see. I think I'll manage. Don't worry, though.
I think, no, I
think I'll miss you, but...
Yeah, I'll miss you too, but I mean, I think that you need a little time alone because you have nowhere alone in your house.
You got it. I do need a little time alone every once in a while.
I mean, do they let you alone when you go to take a shit or do they come in the bathroom with you? Are they letting you eat?
Yeah, they are.
That's good.
They fuss at my dad. They just fuss at my dad.
Why are they fussing at your dad?
Well, you know, since he's not supposed to be eating certain things and only having so much of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but your mom was like, we're only going to give him a little bite of things.
Well,
but.
I mean, right. It's kind of a, you know, I haven't been like forcing things down my throat the way it was at Thanksgiving. Here, eat this, here. So, I mean, now it's pretty much like I haven't been able to eat like what I felt like eating.
That's good. So no marshmallows.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's so funny. That's
I mean, I have been eating, like, more than normal, but then again, I mean, that's what happens in the holidays.
Right.
There's food around, and it's like when I'm bored, you know, and there's nothing on TV, I just wander in the kitchen and find something to eat. I got a haircut, too.
Yeah, I know. You told me that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got it, like, when I first got home.
You went straight from the airport and got a haircut.
That's true. I forgot. I was trying to think of all the stuff that's happened. That's about it. I didn't go out the house yesterday.
Yeah,
oh, no, actually, we went to see a movie last night.
What'd you see?
Hold on a second.
What? I certainly did.
We went. My dad and I saw Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and my nana and my sister saw Father of the Bride.
Mm. How was Heat?
Huh?
How was Heat?
I thought it was decent. I thought it wasn't bad. I figured I'd go see something that you and I probably wouldn't go see together, and something that my dad and I, you know, probably would want to go see together.
Right.
So, because. Man, I knew they were going to go see Father of the Bride, and I didn't know if you wanted to see it. I didn't think you really wanted to see it, but I knew my dad.
I do
want to
see it.
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
I do want to see it, actually.
You do or don't?
Do.
Okay.
I heard it was really funny.
My dad, I knew, wouldn't want to see it, so I was like,
right.
I had no problem not seeing it last
right.
night. So, and, like, the only other thing I would have thought would have been Nixon, but Nixon's not showing here yet.
Hmm.
And everything, you know.
Is it only open in L.A. and New York right now or something?
Well, I thought it was. I thought it had opened in Philadelphia.
I have no idea.
But, you know, other stuff that was showing, like, you know, Jumanji, I know you wanted to go see. Toy Story, I thought you probably wanted to go see.
Maybe, yeah.
So all those things, you know, I'll see. Hopefully we can go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figured if there was anything that you know, because last time I guess it was you went off and saw a movie. I thought maybe you'd go see Wedding to Exhale because I don't want to see that.
Right. Well, I still haven't seen it, but...
But, as I said, Heat wasn't... I mean, it was bad. Al Pacino and De Niro are, you know...
They look exactly alike.
Yeah, well, at least De Niro has a goatee in this movie, so you can kind of tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think I'll be able to tell them apart from now on.
Mm-hmm.
But they're definitely hard.
Hard.
Hard. Hard. So, I mean, it wasn't, like, the best movie I've ever seen, but it wasn't bad. Because I was flipping the channel today on CNN, they were talking about movies or something. I heard somebody say that they just hated it, you know, that it was like just a, you know, a waste of a movie. It was long, that was the only thing. It was like almost 3 hours.
Mm.
Because Father of the Bride was over at like 9:30, and our movie wasn't over until 10:30, and you know, and I knew like by 9:45, 10 o'clock, I'm like, I know they're out of their movie yet. I really hope my mom took, you know, Nana and Heather home, but fortunately she did. Came back and got us.
That's good.
So, that's about it. No, nothing too exciting going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, watch a little football. You know, then I saw that Ray Rhodes was named Coach of the Year.